It's 66 degrees in Nashville. Right now, cloudy, at least over our part of Nashville. It has been drizzly earlier this morning. And there's about a 50% chance of rain going forward into the day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. After a wait of 72 days, Tennessee was finally approved for a major disaster declaration for the January ice storm. This allows individual residents in 29 counties to apply for cash assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It applies to Cheatham, Davidson, Sumner, and Williamson counties, among others in the state. The aid can help reimburse temporary housing and living costs if you were displaced, as well as home repairs. We have information on our homepage today, or you can visit disasterassistance.gov. This FEMA aid for residents is in addition to other funding that has helped local governments and recovery nonprofits. Officials have been waiting for this approval. Governor Belee had asked for it to come quickly because of the storm's impact. The winter weather killed 29 Tennesseans and caused unprecedented power outages. But disaster declarations have been taking longer. And in 72 days, this took even longer than the 63 days after damaging tornadoes in the state. A conservative think tank has filed a federal lawsuit against Hawkins County in East Tennessee, seeking to repeal its local ban on data centers. As WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports, neighbors hope their government will fight back.
The Beacon Center of Tennessee filed a lawsuit in federal court at the beginning of April. It claims Hawkins County's sweeping ban on data centers defies the equal protections guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. They're representing Exotic Ridge, a Kentucky-based cryptocurrency mining company that wants to install a Bitcoin mine in the middle of a farming community.
I really don't understand why they would want to come in to a community where they're not wanted.
That's Mike Trentum. He and his wife live across the street from the proposed development. They fear the lawsuit could set a dangerous precedent if a federal judge sides with the company.
So it's really everybody's fight. It's not just our fight, in my opinion.
In its complaint, the Beacon Center alleges Hawkins County violated Exotic Ridge's civil rights by discriminating against them based solely on their industry. The county hopes to fight that claim in court. For WUOT News, I'm Pierce Gentry in Bulls Gap, Tennessee.
In the 82-game NHL season, the Nashville Predators' playoff hopes now come down to just one game, tonight's. After a rocky year, the Predators are fighting for the wild card spot in the NHL playoffs in their last two games of the regular season. But right now, the Los Angeles Kings have the advantage. If the Predators win tonight against the San Jose Sharks, they could still have a chance. But if they lose and the Kings win, the Preds won't make the playoffs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.